Hello, I'm Rita Ramnani. Adam has kindly asked me to record some kind of promo for the Oddcast Podcast UK. Apparently, I'm supposed to try and big the show up and make it sound all exciting and amazing. But if I'm truthfully honest, I never listen to the show. Because frankly, I have a life. And sitting around listening to three guys natter on about nothing isn't my idea of a good time. In fact, if I wanted to sit down and listen to inebriated idiots waffle on about how great Batman is, or whether a samurai sword is actually a katana, then I'd rather go down the local park and listen to tramps. At least that way I might see a fight or something. I mean, does Adam actually think people care about what he has to say? Do we care about his segments Star Watch, where they discuss about actors and actresses? We all have IMDb, Adam, so why are you bothering? Also, having a segment called Go Back and Watch This doesn't make you some kind of critic. If I want to go back and watch a film, it won't be because you told me. So, the Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. And I'm not surprised, really. Nobody wants to hear three Brits mumble their way through a podcast. So don't go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. And don't bother following on Twitter at Barker Podcasts and at Oddcast Podcast. It'll only depress you. Adam, stop podcasting. The Pod Gods Network would be a better place without you. Nobody's had the heart to say it, but it's true. Sorry, hun, but it's for your own good. I'm saying this as a friend. Okay, end of promo. Thank you.
Yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Should I wear that?
This is the Panic Stations podcast, episode 7.
Well, hey!
Oh, yes.
We
had some fun. We're going to have some fun. I don't want to give the game away, do I? No, this is actually recorded after.
Messing with time.
We are messing with time.
It's a very musical episode. I feel like I do want to sing just because
you are now.
Leanne's
here. It's lovely.
Do yeah, I look good. Musical then?
No, you give off that sort of musical inspiration to me. So when like really? You sing something, I'm like, yes!
You're vibing him up.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not taking the piss. Jesus Christ, I haven't started yet.
Oh, okay, wicked.
Good. What happened in this podcast? Leanne punches Adam.
Yes.
in the ass.
We've got the wonderful punch.
We've got the wonderful Leanne Louise sings us a couple of songs.
She does.
We've got some music from Machine Gun Man, Captain Watt, Jacob Deist, Deist.
The guy from Lethal Weapon 2.
He's lovely. Yeah, Die Hard on.
Die Hard on. Oh, yeah.
We got Die Hard on.
You haven't seen Die Hard on, have you?
No.
Okay.
Is this real?
No.
I'm pretty sure it is real somewhere.
Mm.
Yes. I'm
along
sure
with Shaving Privates, Ryan's Privates or something.
Privates Ryan's.
Shaving Privates Ryan's.
I do have to shave with Ryan's every now and then.
Dead air. Love it. Okay.
We've also got music from David Ferrison, some other people as well.
Great music.
I've forgotten off the top of my head now.
Great music, great chat, good time.
Yeah, we do also not talk a lot of shit, so enjoy.
We actually do talk shit.
We do. We do
literally
actually discuss shit.
Yeah. Hashtag toe turd.
Yes. Hashtag toe turd.
There you go.
Get it trending worldwide.
Yeah. We're going to push that toe turd. We're going to push that toe turd out there. That toe turd is going to be touching cloth by the end of this podcast. And you guys are going to be out there going, oh, what a toe turd.
Toe turd.
It's got its own theme tune, isn't it?
We've recorded this. I can now sample that, mix it in. It's going to be great.
Toe turd.
It's a toe turd. Toe turd.
That was It's a Small World After All from Disney. It's a toe turd after all.
Where can you find a toe turd, everybody? Look underneath your...
If go into the garden, go to the rocks and plants and think about all the toe turds.
Down at the bottom of the garden, beneath the bird and the bees.
There's some toe turds.
There's a toe turd down there. Watch where you're treading.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this will all make sense once you've listened to the show.
He's the greatest. He's fantastic. Wherever there is danger, he'll be there.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Panic Stations.
Hello!
Something.
Seven.
Seven. Is seven. It really seven?
Number seven.
Fuck.
That's seven!
Too many shows. But we're here. It's a Sunday morning. Or is it afternoon yet?
It's nearly.
Nearly afternoon. We're running
because we're late again.
Welcome to all our listeners live. And of course, if you're listening on the podcast, hello to you too. We're here with Leanne Louise.
Hi.
Hi. Who's going to be our guest today? And we've got some awesome music to play and stuff to talk about and nonsense to spout.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce indeed. Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. Cream.
We're going to open up. It's all good. Ream. Did you actually just say ream?
I did.
Jesus. Jokes.
Let's put the jokes.
Shut up. This is, I'm
lost. Introduce us,
Andy. Completely thrown us. I'm Andy Paul, this is Adam Barker, and this is Panic Stations, and this is our first song, which is The Architect by the wonderful Stealing Signs.
Go.
I just pressed pause instead of play, that's not going to help, is it?
I will.
Shall I press play instead?
Yes.
When you wake up, do you make up your mind? Are there no answers for the whole humankind? Nothing seems to make much sense. If we all love, we can breathe the silence in. Take a photograph of a half made up grin. Nothing seems to make much sense. People talking in the past tense.
And that was Stealing Signs with The Architect. I believe you can buy that online now from iTunes and various other outlets.
Why are they called Stealing Signs?
Because they steal signs. Actually, saying that, it's not true, but they did, at Brownstock this year, they did decorate the stage with stolen road signs.
Nothing to be proud of.
It was great.
Vandals.
Look, I don't know if they were stolen. I hope they were.
I'm calling the police.
Makes them a lot cooler. They live in Southwood.
I'm calling Sting and the police. That's why. Put on your red light. See, I told you I can't sing.
or get the words right.
What is it? Turn on a red light. What is it? What is the song called? Roxanne.
You don't have to put on a red light.
You don't have to put on a red light. Mate, I'm 27. I don't listen to Sting and the police.
The police is awesome.
Yeah?
Oh, awesome.
Oh, so what's wrong with your voice? You all right?
It's all going well. I'm still ill. It's been three shows and I've been sick for each and every
so
one of
6 weeks of illness.
6 weeks of illness, yeah.
What's wrong with you, Andy?
AIDS.
Oh, okay. It's going to benefit for Andy next episode, maybe.
Everybody wear a ribbon.
Where, though?
Where? Well, there you go.
Where are we going to wear that ribbon, man?
Wear it in where?
Where is there a place called Where?
There is a place called Where.
Where is it?
Where?
No, where is it?
We could do this for hours.
We could. Everybody's sitting there looking at us. They go, what are they talking about?
Anyway, moving on, since we are here to talk about such things. What have you been up to, Adam? Have you been to any exciting gigs or local events that are particularly of interest to you?
My brother's wedding.
That's
a local event. That was brilliant.
Did they have a band?
No, DJ. My brother. Because he's a DJ. DJ's his own wedding. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Was it good?
Oh, it was amazing.
Where was it?
Three Rivers.
That's right. Well, congratulations to them. This is fascinating.
Yeah?
Anything else you've been to? Anything else you've done?
I went and saw Old Court Theatre. They did a production of Blackadder Goes Forth for Help for Heroes.
How did that go?
Is it Help for Heroes or Help the Heroes?
Help for Heroes.
Help for Heroes. It was Help the Heroes. It'd be like Captain America, Thor. I said it right then. Thor.
Thor.
And Spider-Man and all that.
Was the show good?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the show. Yeah, it's brilliant. I tell you what. I was a bit unsure, like, how can they get, like, a sitcom and put it on stage? And then I thought, well, a sitcom is pretty much filmed in front of a live studio audience, so it was the same effect. It was really good. Why are you laughing at me? I'm telling a nice story, aren't I?
You did realise it.
I've got to be honest, I actually ain't got a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah. Join the queue.
The local theatre took a TV series, a sitcom, and they put it on stage live. And Adam finds it amazing that they took what is basically actors speaking words on the television, and amazingly enough, managed to get actors to speak words on a stage.
How they do it is beyond me.
That's remarkable, mate. But what they should do is film it, and then it'd be like a cyclical loop.
They do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Adam's filmed it a few times, haven't you?
Yeah. They'll do it for the cast and crew. What the hell is going on now?
But Blackadder Goes Forth was excellent.
It was brilliant.
I didn't get a lot of my
very nice, very poignant ending.
Yes.
And... yeah, and it scared me a little bit, a big bang at the end.
Good.
I shook.
Did you?
With fear.
Oh.
Poop yourself a little bit.
Probably more wobbled, I wouldn't say, rather than shook.
But when I wobble, I'm like a ripple effect. Do you know what I mean? Because of my size. That's what happens.
Should we play another song?
No, let's keep talking.
Are you sure?
No, because we've had some people listening live. Hello, listeners who are live.
Hello, live listeners.
Philip Wood.
Hello, Philip Wood.
Can I ask a question, Philip? Is that a picture of a poo that you're holding in your hand on the Mixlr page?
It does look like he's holding a shit.
It does, doesn't it? It's a turd. It's either that or a frog. I don't know.
A brown, fleshy frog.
Nah. You haven't seen toads or something like that, have they?
Toads.
Big
toad turds.
Big toad turds. That's what it is. But that's what it looks like.
Toads with big toes. Is that what you just said?
Big toe turds.
Yes. Say that really fast. Put that one in your songs.
We were going to write a song about a potato, weren't we?
That would be great. A potato. Maybe a potato clock.
Say that really fast. Go on.
What am I meant to be saying? Potato.
Clock.
Clock.
And toad turd.
And toad turd.
This is Broadcasting Gold, brought to you from Panic Stations. We're going to play a quick tune, and then we're going to talk about some stuff that's going on. And then we're going to talk to the lovely Leanne Louise.
Yes, we're actually going to talk
I don't know why I'm making probably. Hand gestures. No one can see me.
Luckily.
You've
got no trousers on.
This is always the case.
That's why she loves.
This is by an artist. I asked Leanne who she liked locally, and she said Jacob Diest.
Diest. See, that sounds like a bad guy from Lethal Weapon or something.
Jacob Diest.
Yeah. Jacob Diest.
Sorry, Jacob. You're really good.
Come to kill you.
Your song. Time to move on.
making me into a new, stronger man.
That was Jacob Deist and Time to Move On from his single Time to Move On, I believe, which you can buy on iTunes.
Yeah, go to iTunes and get it now.
It's very good. And he's a lovely young man as well.
How young is he? Is he younger than me?
He's young enough that I'm interested in him.
Oh, Andy. Jesus Christ, man. And Philip Wood, yeah, I do apologise. It was a toad. He was holding his
head. It was
not a toad.
Yeah.
It wasn't a toad. But I did say toad.
Yeah.
So you guys didn't notice.
But it did look fecal.
I actually said toad, but that's only because I knew it was a toad.
Well, why didn't you tell me I'm like an idiot? So you're talking about poos. You said, Adam, it's a toad, mate.
Well, I did, but you were just ignoring me stuff. But I let you carry on.
You made me look stupid. Yes. Okay.
It's easy to do.
It's not hard, I tell you. Do it in your own. Foot, mouth,
well,
done.
I'm foot in mouth and all of that. Lovely, nice, lovely. Yeah, what we do now?
You wanted to do some... nice stuff. I don't know why I did air quotes for that as well. You nice wanted stuff. To do some nice stuff.
I wanted to talk about what's coming up in town.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, should we do that?
Go for it, yeah.
Have we got a jingle for that?
I can make a jingle.
Just
I can say something.
Make one up
if
now.
You do that. Make a jingle. That'd be cool.
Yeah, there we go. Do like the sound thing that goes up, and I'll do like, I love that sound effect.
You just like having reverb, yeah?
Yeah? Is it on? Tell me it's on.
Yeah, go on.
What's happening?
It's not on.
Ah. Oh. There you go.
I don't know why, but it isn't.
Made me look stupid again.
I did. Why isn't that coming through on that one?
Don't play around, who cares?
Okay, it's just you messing it up. Anyway, stuff is coming on, coming up, coming in, coming through.
What's
in
happening?
The what is happening? Well, tonight we've got the Hygge Cinema Club.
Yep.
That's great, isn't it?
What are they showing?
You love that. I love it. Normally it's really nicely themed that they have a mix of two films that really go together well. And I think they've really done well tonight with their combination of Pretty Woman...
Yeah.
And Hook. Die Hard.
Oh.
Nice.
Very good.
What? Come on.
It sounds great.
There's a connection.
But what a perfect date night with you and your partner.
Hookers in love, man in a vest.
That's all you want on a Friday night or a Sunday night. Any night of the week. Hookers in vests, men in love.
I like Pre-Will. I think it's an awesome film.
It is a good film. And Julie Roberts looks smashing in it.
Smashing is a correct term. Smash those back doors in. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't even think I've seen it, so...
What? You haven't seen Pretty Woman?
You haven't seen Pretty Woman?
I don't know. What's it about?
Prostitute in love.
It's the most unrealistic film ever made. It would never happen in the real world, but it is beautiful.
Okay.
And funny. And Julie Roberts
is
funny.
I've seen Die Hard, though.
Yeah, oh, that's all right, then. Just watch Die Hard.
Yes.
Don't go watching Die Hard thinking it's Pretty Woman, though. You'll be a bit confused. You'll be like, oh, I remember that bit in Pretty Woman where...
No point.
Ho, ho, ho.
At no point in Die Hard does Bruce Willis have sex with Richard Gere on a piano, for example.
No, that's Die Hard 2. Attack of the Gerbil.
Die Harder.
Die Harder.
Hang on a minute. I'm just going to check the bottom of my cup.
Why is that? Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this, she's not gone mental. It's because the bottom of my mug says, I'm a twat. So,
I didn't know if mine said anything.
No, we wouldn't do that to guests. We'd do it to me, but not guests.
I probably would do it, though, to be fair.
What, to yourself?
No, to you two, though.
Yeah.
Why me? You're supposed to be nice to me. We had this conversation before, Leanne.
Yeah, sorry.
You're supposed to be nice. We're supposed to make him feel like the odd one out.
You're supposed to gang up on me.
Yeah.
Well, shall I get on with talking about what's coming up in town?
All right.
This is my bit. This is the bit I like.
All right, mate from Last of Summer Wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With right. Your little moustache. What else is he on? On the buses.
On the buses?
Yeah, he looked like someone from on the buses.
Smiley, or whatever his name is, Smiler.
Hey, you butler!
That's the one.
There you go, it's old school.
Billy Connolly?
I was not trying a Scottish accent then, but it just came out Scottish.
Reg Varney from On the Buses opened the High Chelmer Shopping Centre in Chelmsford.
In 1882.
So this week as well, there are some exciting things coming up. I believe there is something called Just Don't Call It Speed Dating, which is happening somewhere in town. That's going to be interesting.
Speed dating?
I'm not going to say anything more about it, but it sounds exciting. Look it up on Facebook and you'll find it. There's Hooger Comedy Night is returning, the monthly comedy night at Hooger.
Excited.
Yes. Ben, who was doing it as the Comedy Showcase, under the Comedy Showcase banner, unfortunately is moving back to London, hasn't got time to do that, and his Civic Theatre gigs, but we are carrying on and carrying the torch without him, and keeping some excellent comedians coming down to Chelmsford to perform four people for free down at Hooger on Thursday night.
For free!
Yeah, this Thursday the 22nd.
Die Hard on.
Die Hard on.
Yeah, thanks, Philip.
That's good. I like that.
I've seen that. Anyone else seen it?
That'd be a really unfortunate Welsh name.
Die Hard on.
I made myself giggle now.
Someone has to.
What else is coming up?
Don't look at me.
Adam.
Do not look at me. I told you.
I'm having dinner at about 6. If that's any.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, I think we invited.
I'm going around my folks around about 4 for the dinner. That'd be nice. Next Friday, the 23rd, Friday Night Rocks at the Fleece is in support of McMillan Cancer.
They're not supporting cancer, but they're supporting people.
Yeah. Come on. That's not what they're doing.
Just imagine people like skinheads and they're going, yeah, cancer, woo!
But they will be selling cakes, holding a raffle, but also having some awesome rock funk bands playing the Long Run and the Sizzling Gypsies.
Did you just say rock funk?
Yes. Rock.
Amazing. Do you know what rock funk is?
I don't.
No? Me neither.
It sounds funky.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, and get your flares on. Big mullet.
Flares and a mullet.
Because it's rock and funk.
That's happening on Friday the 23rd of November. And that's going to be awesome. And I think people should go down there. Apparently, if anybody wants to help bake, they should get in touch with the group on the Facebook. The Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Except no
imitation. Well, it's like your granddad. Are you on the Facebook? I don't know why your granddad's northern.
He isn't.
Everyone's northern in my opinion. Whenever I try and do an impression of someone, they're either Scottish apparently or northern.
I'm half Scottish.
Oh yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, can you do a Scottish accent?
Oh, hey, the new.
There you go. Well,
that's pretty good.
That's better than yours, Evan.
Well, I didn't attempt a Scottish accent. She said to sound like Billy Connolly. So
yeah, shall I get on with this week?
Yeah, go on.
Young Men are also playing on Friday night up at Hooger. And they're playing the Machine Gun Men are playing a birthday set along with Creme de Chev, the wonderful Creme de Chev.
We were discussing Creme de Chev, weren't we, before?
Yes.
So definitely to check them out.
Hardcore skiffle action.
So you're just making words up now, I swear. Just to confuse me.
Yep, I certainly am. Molsham Street's Winter Wonderland event is on Saturday. I'm going to steam through this because there's loads of shit coming up.
Oh, yeah, the lights going.
The Upfall reggae launch party is also on Saturday. That's going to be awesome if you like a bit of reggae and dub. And that's
Rig Dub.
Rub.
Dubba.
Dubba!
Garmin.
Alright, I'm going to go.
Okay.
And what we're going to do in the meantime, there's also on the 27th of November at Chicago's, there was a comedy fundraiser. And performing are three fabulous comedians I've worked with before, Terry Alderton, Hal Crutenden, and Gordon Southern. All absolutely superb.
Terry Alderton.
On top
awesome.
Of that, there's also Andrea Hubert and Michael Fabry as well. So that is a great night, and it's only £10. And all the money is going to Giggle Together Dementia Project, Giggle for Gold.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, and that will be awesome. So that's at Chicago's on the 27th of November. So do go to that. Anything else, obviously, you know, let us know if I've missed anything out. It'll be too late to talk about it.
I doubt you missed out, Andy. You're always on the bottom of this stuff.
Well, we have got a guest in the building.
We have
the wonderful Leanne Louise.
Big up this place.
Yeah, my mansion, my tower.
In the toilet.
Yes.
We're all sitting in the toilet.
We're all in the bath together. Are we?
There really wouldn't be room if you were in there.
Then I'll take it all up. Oh, Andy.
Hello, Leanne Louise.
Hello.
Welcome to Panic Stations.
Thank you very much.
You're going to sing a couple of songs for us, aren't you?
Maybe.
Maybe, if we're lucky.
Yes, of course I am. Yeah.
You've got a single out at some point soon, I believe.
It's coming out really, really soon. It's called Spotlight. I've just done the official video for it. Got the behind the scenes up, an acoustic version online.
Awesome.
So if you go and search Leanne Louise Spotlight, that'll come up. And I'm going to do the track for you now.
Are you really? Shit, what? I should really get it ready, shouldn't I?
That's cool. Sort it out, Andy. Jesus.
That'd be great. Yeah, give me 2 seconds. Carry on talking then about your brilliant
single.
This is
coming on my EP, which is going to be out in early, so January 2013. It's got, I think this is just kind of an introduction to who I really am as an artist, because I launched my album in May, but I actually haven't released it because, one, I didn't feel it was finished, which kind of helped. Mm. And two, it wasn't, I don't think it was me.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put an EP out. I've got quite a lot going on, so get an EP out, introduce who I am, like who I really am as an artist. Yeah. And yeah,
re-establish yourself musically. That's a good thing. Well, we're going
to
hear it now. So if you're ready, we'll put this together. And you are now going to sing live for us the wonderful song Spotlight.
Standing alone, dividing curtains, finding my home, hidden suitcases on the run, casting shadows as they leave the fading sun. Do my bullets give me dark, smiling pieces of a past? Do you understand me now? Now, now. Shining stars, I feel I'm sliding to the edge of the horizon. Do you understand me now? Smiling faces all the time. Do you
Bloody brilliant. Yeah. Loved it. Thank I love
you.
That song.
Thank you
and it didn't sound too much like we were sat in my lounge, which is great.
No.
Acoustically sounded all right. Wonderful. Brilliant. Stuff. And that is available now?
Not yet.
When
you
get
can
it.
See the acoustic version online, which I absolutely love. The official video is actually coming in about 2 weeks, and the release is going to be in about 3 weeks. I haven't actually got a date, and I'm still considering... Mystic Matt's gonna probably not like this, but by the way, he's the producer behind the track. He really did make that track what it is. But I'm still considering whether to put it out for free because the support on it's been amazing, and I really want to just spread the word as much as I can.
It's one of those difficult things, isn't it? You want to get the coverage out there, but you know there is costs involved in making this stuff. So you know,
definitely.
It's a difficult one to cover. But obviously, I don't steal any of the music that we play on the show. It's not given to me for free at gigs or anything. I always pay for it.
Yep,
I
choose.
Bless you. I'd give it to you for free. The music that is.
It's not time for that kind of an offer, Dan. You put a girl on the show, you give her a hint of fame, and there she is on your couch.
Don't give him a big head.
Or any.
Oh. The tone was so high, love.
We were doing really well there. That was almost the problem.
You lowered it.
Sorry.
No, not you.
My fault entirely. We're going to play a track by Mr. Dave McPherson. Hopefully he won't mind.
Is that Elle McPherson's brother?
No, although he looks very much like Elle McPherson.
Britt, get him on the show.
He really does.
God, yeah. It's how Jimmy Savile used to get contestants. Oh, not contestants.
Contestants? They were competing? What was the prize?
Well, fame. Notoriety. They get some money off the Sun newspaper.
What kind of contest was it? Fastest to finish?
I'll not be funny. If you go back and you watch some of the kids' shows that were around then, do you remember that one, Get Your Own Back? With Dave Benson Phillips, with the kid. They used to get their own back on their teachers and that. They used to like... No, just move on.
These are touch, what?
Let's move on, because I'm getting into territory now, which can get me in trouble.
Childhood is extraordinary.
I had a great childhood.
I bet you did, with Dave Benson Phillips. Getting
Dave Benson Phillips, Dave Lee Travis, Jimmy Savile.
The Hairy Cornflake.
And a Hairy Cornflake?
That's Dave Lee Travis'
nickname. Oh, what sort of nickname is that? It's like the worst nickname in the world. They run out or something. They're like, I'm going to call you the Hairy Cornflake. I'll be like, piss off.
Bearded Pedo was taken.
Yeah, by who?
He is, of course, potentially innocent and was just arrested and cautioned for bail.
Yeah, nothing we say actually makes.
I don't want to get libelled here in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, he probably did. Look at him.
Blame the sun.
This is a song by Dave McPherson. How did we get from Dave McPherson, Dave Lee Travis, and John?
We went from it's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, isn't it? Elle McPherson, paedophilia.
That's not a leap that I have ever made when looking at Elle McPherson.
Oh, my God.
This is an awesome song called Summer. She puts me in a good mood.
Sorry.
And this is by. Fabulous.
Under 10
Summer, She Puts Me in a Good Mood from The Hardship Diaries, available on iTunes and at other online digital music outlets.
Do you know what I've noticed then?
What's that?
Everything you say has an innuendo ready.
No?
You make everything sound smutty.
I do not.
You do? What was the name of that guy's band?
The band Dave McPherson was with, or is with, or part of, is In Me.
Because when you, if I say it's like Dave McPherson, McPherson.
Fearson.
Yeah, his band's called In Me, and that was the song. You say it.
Dave McPherson of In Me.
It sounds smutty.
How does it sound smutty?
I think it's your face.
Do I just do it?
Your smutty face.
Do I do it to you every time?
See? Even that sounded... Didn't he? Yes. You know what I'm trying to say, didn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Just nod pleasantly.
Yeah. I'm going to nod and say yes.
Worked well on radio, if you're nodding.
Shut your mouth and leave me alone for a minute. Right, we need to talk about birthdays. Birthday wishes.
Oh, here we go again.
We're going to do the birthdays online.
The worst segment in the world.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's my friend's birthday today.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Sunday. Sunday?
Sunday! Happy birthday, Sunday!
Sunday.
Sandy.
You know,
Philip Wood, who wrote into you.
The man with the poo.
The man with the poo, yep.
Well, it's his wife's birthday.
Happy birthday, Pooh Man's wife. Sandy Pooh Man wife.
Don't, it's a toad.
It's a toad. Why is he calling it a toad? That's almost as weird as a poo.
I would be more like, oh, it's a poo, that's fine.
I like the way we just accepted it.
It's a joke.
Oh, a toad, absolutely fine. No problem at all. That's
why are
okay.
you holding a toad? Why would you hold a toad if you didn't put poo in your hand?
They've got a magic garden. No, seriously, they have a really nice
garden. A magic garden.
They've got a magic garden.
What happens in it? Fairies, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it like a Narnia garden? Secret garden?
Is it like a secret garden? It's really, really cool. So that's probably why he was holding a toad.
Was it a magical toad that turns into poo? When you look at it.
Oh, the magic poo toads.
Magic. Oh, yeah, it's a great...
Oh,
start.
What I mean is that's the best really 80s nice cartoon garden.
Ever. I used to watch it.
Just a really nice garden, just magic and full of poo toads.
I used to watch that. Magic
doesn't
poo
sound that great now.
After gummy
come
bears.
Come to my garden. It's very difficult to find because it's secret and it's full of shit frogs.
Shit, no.
Poo toads.
Toad toads.
Turtoads.
Happy Networks. Turtoads.
Turtoads. Turtoads.
Could you sing a... Could we get an 80s theme for turtoads? You know, like the gummy bears and all that? Remember all the 80s?
Turdy
toads. Born in the 90s.
Bouncing here and
there. Yeah. Now,
gummy bears.
Sing toad... turd toads. In a really nice voice like you do.
I'm not sure if I want to do this.
That's sad. Sorry, I've been pushing you.
The lady's got a career to think of, a reputation to discuss. I don't know why I went to touch
you
your
leg. You went
to
touch my leg then. Like
your what?
My egg.
Your
egg.
You're
making me cry.
No, not like that, though.
That sounds
don't
worse
say
than
that.
It should.
Oh my god, I'm just going to zip up my jacket and be quiet. And
I hope that's not a euphemism.
Ah!
Put your jacket on and get things going.
I don't know why I actually did it. I didn't need to.
No, you
I'm
didn't
too
need
hot,
to do it. Anyway, shall we talk about...
birthday show! Reminds me of CITV, when they used to get Little Puppet. Remember them shows?
Yeah.
Right, today's birthday corner is Adrian, age 5. He drew this picture. It's shit.
They would always say, oh, isn't this a brilliant card? And it'd be a picture of a castle and one of the windows would open and the little girl would be behind it whose birthday it is. And they were always awful.
They were crap. And the thing is, though, they never helped them kids because them kids then went off to think, oh, I'm a great drawer. I got on BBC One when I was like 5. And then they go to school. Yeah, look at me. I can draw.
I have a blue Peter badge, actually.
You what?
I have a blue Peter badge.
How did you get that?
Yeah. Because I sung at the Royal Albert Hall when I was like at school in the choir. And I wrote to them and they gave me a blue Peter badge.
That's awesome.
Have you still got it?
I actually gave it to my kind of stepdaughter. I think it's the right thing. She's kind of my stepdaughter. I'm not married, but...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're asking me.
You gave it to a random child that you have no direct legal affiliation with. Here, the badge, my darling.
But I have... I still got it, yeah.
Awesome. That's pretty cool.
Did you wear
We've never had somebody on
Did you go to school wearing it?
Yes.
Were you proud?
Yes, very.
Did everyone pick on you for it?
Probably.
Yeah.
I got picked on, probably.
Oh, let's not bring this up.
Oh, no. We're taking a bit of a dark time, yeah?
Oh, no!
When I was bullied at school.
Let's move on to the birthdays.
One boy once made me do push-ups over a holly bush whilst he threw bricks at me.
Yeah, but you deserved it, Andy. I don't really care. You can get bullied.
I was wearing a pink thong.
Well, enough said.
Boys' schools, eh?
You went to an all-boys school.
I went there.
That works, Andy. I went there.
For those of you that couldn't see me pointing at the school behind me, which is King Edward VI Grammar School in Chelmsford.
Gigs.
That's where I went, and then I left, and then I went somewhere else. Then I.
I'm not going to talk about your history, Andy, because there's too many jokes.
Yes,
it's too easy. Line them up.
I live opposite a boys' school and just down the road from a girls' school. This is the best flat in the world.
But you're not allowed to get close to them by what it 100
metres.
There is.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Something else I wanted to mention, there's a Camden gig coming up. I can't remember when it was, though, because I didn't write that down.
A Camden gig.
Noise Kitten are organising a gig, or putting on a gig, which is in Camden. And it's next Friday as well. So if you're in London, get there, because Wild Combination are playing. We've played their tunes on the show before, and they are awesome and wonderful chaps. And, yeah, that's at the Proud Camden.
The what, Camden?
Proud Camden.
Proud Camden.
Camden.
Say it, keep saying it.
Camden.
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 Camden! I don't know, I thought it was even right there. You say it.
Oh, Jesus. Right, okay.
We've lost Leanne, she's gone.
We're going to have another song from Leanne, I believe, if you can sing. Are you,
She's so good, she's got two first names.
Yeah. I'm proper special, mate.
That's right, my name's Andy Paul.
But no, Paul's spelled differently.
See, I've really got the giggles.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Shall we play a different song by somebody else first? That'd be good, wouldn't it? What should we play, Adam?
Talk about the thing, The Laughing Policeman or something. That'd have been funny.
Poor people listening to this on headphones just... Oh.
Poor people listening to this, full stop. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I did warn you, Leanne, that he was going to be this crazy.
It's fine. I'm really enjoying it.
Good. Glad somebody is. I'm dying on my arse here.
I'm right. In tears here.
Entertain whilst I just download a tune.
Why don't you follow me at Barker Podcast on Twitter? It's my time for spamming.
Oh, and give us out. Yeah.
Yep. You can also follow Panic Stations at Panic Stations UK. Go to thepanicstationspodcast.blogspot.co.uk. That's where you'll find all the podcasts. Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. Easiest place, because you will find loads of podcasts. Oddcast Podcast, MovieCom with Marcus Fuckers! And I thought I did that. It's Not Soccer, Pod God Damn It, Pod God's Network. I mean, trust me, just go there. You will never leave. It's like that song, Hotel California, you know.
You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Exactly. You'll love it. You'll be like, too many podcasts. I can't leave. And you'll be addicted to them and everything. You'll be like, I need to listen to the next one right now. Because that's how it happens. It's like an addiction.
Is that how that works?
It is. Podcasting is like an addiction. A bit like music to you. It's addictive.
Yeah.
It's addictive, isn't it? I do too many. I have too much to say, but not enough content. That's my problem.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Leanne listens to my podcast.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes.
She loves
it. I listen to your podcast.
Yeah, she thinks they're brilliant.
Do you listen to all of mine as well?
No. I didn't even know you had.
Exactly, because he does. He has this one and this one only, and he only does it because I'm here.
Oh, right. Do you only have one podcast?
He does.
Yeah.
I have that six.
Well, then in that case, I do.
There you go.
You see? Yes. Oh, it's really confusing. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it actually makes sense.
When's our next one?
Next podcast?
Mm.
In 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time. And what are we going to do on that?
Every other week we're doing. I don't know. We need to get another guest in. I'm assuming.
I've got guests lined up. I think we've got a...
Have you really? Because last time you said this, he just wrote on someone's Facebook wall and said, do you want to be on the show? And they ignored it. Well, and then he was like, oh.
I had also personally messaged him and spoken to lots of other people as well. Lemon Curd Kid is going to be coming up sometime in December.
Cool. Can we play Lemon Curd or Lemon Turd?
We can play some Lemon Curd Kid, but I think it'd be better if we save it on the next show.
Lemon Curd or Lemon Turd. It's a new game show I've invented. It's going to be on Saturday nights, prime time, hosted by Ant and Deck.
Oh, God, your stupid game that you want to play.
Yep.
I've forgotten about that.
Exactly. See, when I got you on the show, I messaged you personally, and I said, do you want to come on the show? You're like, yes, do it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, enthusiastic, ready. Now she's wishing she had said no.
Right, well, whilst we get ready for the next tune from the wonderful Leanne Louise, I'm going to play a bit of Captain What?
What?
Hey. We'll be right back. That's a great return to.
That was like, yes.
That's the song Dawson's Head by Captain Box. Passive romantic communication. No, we are here.
Where's the comedy songs? These
Matthew songs.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you come up with a name?
You say the.
You made a song, Andy.
Jeez. No one noticed. No one noticed at all.
Apart from Leanne, he was like, "Hey, what's this all about?"
Go back to it.
It's still playing.
It shouldn't be. There you go.
How can you not hear it in your headphones? What's the?
And they're in your ears.
Yeah,
they are.
You numpty.
Do you want to carry on talking?
Oh, yeah, you bugger!
What were we talking about?
Yeah, how do you come up with the name of your songs?
I just do it.
Is it like when you create like a story? And you just think, oh.
Do you know what? When I write songs, I don't actually know what I'm doing. Like, honestly, it's just like, can't explain it. It's like spiritual writing because I haven't actually got any knowledge. It's weird. Like, I write the song and then I'll listen to it back and then I'll be like, oh, wow, that's what the song's about.
Hmm.
But I normally just
sort of flows out of you and
yeah.
Just happens.
It's just something that I just do.
So
and
do you,
I can't.
Do you look for inspiration, sort of thing?
Yeah, I do get inspired and influenced by a lot of things, but it can be literally anything.
Like making a cup of tea in the morning, you're like, oh, I could write a song about this.
I get quite a lot. That's going to sound really weird now. I get loads and loads of lyrics when I'm on the toilet.
Nice.
So.
Please tell me this is the Toad song we've been waiting for. Yes!
The Toad Toads.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that up. But yeah, that's true. I don't know what it is. And it.
No, I'll tell you what. It's different, but I get my best ideas on the toilet.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Because it's the one place you sit there and you relax. I can go on Twitter on the shitter, and I come up with my best ideas.
Yes.
The level of class that's on this programme, Adam, when you say things like Twitter on the shitter. It's really lowered the tone. Leanne was talking about being creative. You tweeting whilst shitting.
Coming up with good ideas on the podcast and that. Most of the time I'm tweeting you or messing you. I'm on the bog.
This does happen.
It's the best way of like creative.
Because when I call you is when I'm on the toilet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was having a lot of heavy breathing.
Adam, are you doing the podcast this Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, get a day right, mate. Jesus.
And
so who are your influences, Leah?
When I first started, like, singing, well, before I even wrote songs, it was Alicia Keys, Amy Winehouse, very, like, big singers. But it's not something I've ever realised, and it's only now that I realise I've actually got quite a lot of inspirations from kind of the R&B big singers, because I love it so much. But I think because of my tone of voice, I was doing the kind of Lily Allen thing to start off with. And I don't know, I just do me.
So you found it by accident?
Yeah, do you know what? As soon as I wrote Spotlight,
yeah,
I thought, wow. Because the way that made me feel, I've never wrote a song before. And like, although they're always like from my heart and they're always real, this was like really real, if that makes sense. It was just who I am, and
it must be nice to find
that
space within yourself, and then when you're performing to feel that as well in front of the audience, and do yourself, be yourself on stage, not do yourself on stage.
Oh, shit.
We won't go that far.
But you got like a cool style, like with the eye makeup and the way you dress and that, so
well,
the way you
talk.
Yeah, and you, I remember I asked you that and you said, well, I just do it because it's just I want to be different.
Like, yeah, one thing that eye makeup. Like, originally, I started doing the whole, like, Amy Winehouse thing. I don't know what they're called with the bits that come out your eyes.
Eyelashes?
No, eyelashes. But, like, the long,
big,
like, black lines that come out
the sort
of my
corner
eyes.
Bits.
That was kind of, because I was copying Amy Winehouse. But I just like messing around with it and
It's good to have something that identifies you. You're going to sing a song for us now called Magic, I believe.
By Pilot.
Not the Magic by
Ho, 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 Magic.
I thought you went for ho, ho, ho. Like
it's Christmassy.
I'm a crazed Santa.
Is anyone feeling a bit festive at the moment? I'm starting to feel a bit Christmassy.
I was about a month ago, but I think it kind of died down again.
I thought you were going to say, I was until you mentioned it. Now I'm like,
no, I do love Christmas. I love Christmas so much.
I love Christmas. It's amazing. I can't wait to put decorations up.
Neither can I.
Take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
I'm going to make it look like a Santa's grotto. Open the patio doors and just let the people come flooding in.
That sounds dirty, didn't it? I'm going to open the doors.
I'm going to open me doors.
Open the doors of me Santa's grotto.
I didn't think it sounded dirty.
I didn't mean it dirty. It's Adam. He's got a dirty mind.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to poke you then.
Poke me then. Yeah. Poke. You probably bruised because you're so skinny. Bruised like a peach.
Do you like poking me?
See, again. Well, I'm quitting. This is the last panic station I'm going to be on.
Yes! Leanne,
yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Magic as a song before we sing it?
Okay.
Well, we sing it. No, I'm not singing it.
We ain't singing.
You can always just do the backing.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
You've wanted me to play his banjo.
This isn't the original version of Magic, although it's the one that I fell in love with. Very passionate. I fell in love with it. The original production is by R Dubs, who's actually my brother, and he's also like on the track rapping, MCing, whatever you want to call it. So this is the acoustic mix of Magic by Mystic Matt and Gregory Mad on guitar.
Lovely.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Leanne Louise.
Panic Station. Leanne Louise, no, I thought I found something good, just that magic. I knew you would disappear, it was tragic. Too good to be true when you catch it. No good for you, cause we crushed it. The sky will be blue in the grey. Our love will be strong in a fade. We will always find another way to shadow the words that we want to say. Push down to the cracks in the pavement. We're hiding away in amazement. We will never be able to save it. Magic isn't enough to make it. So hard, tears don't cry. We kiss fears goodbye. Me tonight. The magic we tried. Our sweet secrets hide from the laughter. Thinking sure you need it. Find what you're after. Just like magic to me. I'm gonna catch you. Believe our sweet secrets hide from the laughter. To show you need a happy ever after, just like magic to me. Me and Louise, I can't believe you wanna let me down lightly. I need to know how you feel, it's exciting. So I can carry on fighting my way to the top of the light. Hey, I'm about to close our top of the crime. It's sad, but we never forget you. What we have built up, and I know that you're lying. Good, I'm surviving, hey.
Girl, you know we clicked. You and I had fun straight from day one. But it wasn't enough. Maybe we were too young, maybe we were gone.
No.
Talking
love,
no. Can't come down like some kind of drug. We were never one. We could have walked together, let alone run. It could never be. All the plans we had were pure fantasy.
No.
No. Respect, at least not for me. Thinking we had what it takes to last when we were only 17. I didn't think that I did. Shame it didn't feel the same to me.
Push down to the cracks in the pavement. We're hiding away in the basement. Doing our utmost to brave it. But magic isn't enough to make it. So hard, tears don't cry. We kiss fears goodbye. Love me tonight. the magic we try. Toss away the secret, hide it from the laughter. Make sure you need it, find what you're after. Just like magic to me, I'm gonna catch it. Believe, toss away the secret, hide it from the laughter. Make sure you need a happy ever after. Just like magic to me. You wanna ruin up and make believe, and it ain't right.
We're still in the same fight. We ain't got the
same
side. Now we can take flight. What we got now
can make nine.
We're still on the same fight.
So we're still on the same fight.
Then you can take yours and I'll take mine.
My
clothes, grab my things, leave this whole scary for being all alone. But this relationship
won't grow.
Shameful, cause I thought we would make it just like I thought we could. No one said it's gonna be easy.
Toss away the secret, hide it from the laughter. Make sure you need it, find what you're after. Just like magic to me, I'm gonna catch it, believe. Toss away the secret, hide it from the laughter. Make sure you need a happy ever after. Just like magic to me, you wanna move up and make believe.
Helps if I turn our mic on. Leanne Louise, ladies and gents.
Leanne Louise.
And that was magic.
She sings her own voice. Sings her own name. So I've got all... Oh, shut up, Adam. Let the person sing.
I love it when someone sings their own voice.
Sings their own voice.
I always used to think it was terrible, like... What the hell? Why are you singing your own name? No, I do it. Yes.
Who sings your own name?
I think you should do it.
Adam Parker.
Typically, it would come out a bit show tunesy, wouldn't it?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Adam Parker, you have a sparker. That's all I had there, but... Right.
Can we use that as an ad clip? That's it.
That's you introed every episode. I don't know if you've
nice. Love it.
Anyway, yeah. Before we get into some mad conversation, that track's on glamournights.com.
Glamournights.com? And yes. You've got a few tracks on there,
have
you?
Actually, it's the label I'm working with, which are called Glamour Recordings, and it's spelt G-L-A-M-M-A. So not the typical way you spell glamour, but it's on there.
I like to call it the proper way.
Yeah.
Glamour.
Yeah. This is sound great. I know... Yeah, glamournights.com is on there to download now, if you want to go and grab it.
Awesome. Yeah. And what do they do, Glamour Nights, just by out of interest?
Well, they were, like, a dance label to start with. They've done stuff with good few people, try and think. But they got Jessica Simon, she's really, really good, actually. She's just done her album launch, they got her on there. Got Nutsy, who's an MC... Mystic Matt, he's really, really good. I'm not good with this sort of stuff, but yeah, they're really good label. A lot of UK garage stuff as well. So
cool.
But yeah, that's on there. So that's
UK garage.
Obviously, my scene.
I used to love UK garage when I was back at school.
I didn't mind.
We actually love it.
When the crowd's able.
Selector.
We.
He.
With a little bit of luck.
Talented.
It's great. We've untapped talent here.
Oh, they are. Bigging up the garage scene.
In it, bruv.
Yeah, man. Me and my girl, yeah, Luigi.
I'm just going to let you carry on.
Embarrass myself even more.
That wasn't a typical garage voice, was it?
But what I just did. What
I can't do the garage voice, though.
I can't.
Can you MC? Can you MC?
No, I have tried,
Nutsy really quick at MCing.
Do you know what? He really does something different, you know, because he's a rapper. But he brings, like, an actual rap to when he's MCing. Like, you know, a lot of MCs in the garage are just, like, say, I don't know.
Random
just,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that didn't make sense.
I was watching a very good film. I think it's Ice-T did a film called The Art of Rap last year. I watched that just the other night. And it was great. There was Millie Mel was talking about...
I think I watched that.
MCing, just, you know, the proper MC, the best people. They've got a voice that just cuts through. And they can say anything they like, but because of the way exactly. they do it, it gets people going, and that's a pretty big skill, I think.
It is, definitely. Like, but what he does is he brings a rap to it. So instead of just shouting, put your hands in the air, like, just don't care. You know what I mean? I know they don't say that, but... like,
I'm sure some of them still do.
Yeah, no, they do. But not only does he, like, hype the crowd and stuff, he actually is a really talented rapper and really good with lyrics and stuff, so...
Scroobius Pip, the sort of similar sort of vibe.
He's not a rapper, is he? Who through his work with Dan Mastak, ended up putting his poetry to music. We actually had him doing a poetry recital at the Bay Horse in Molson Street about 7 years ago.
Jeez.
The best heckle I've ever heard. A guy in the crowd went to heckling because nobody was really impressed that we'd got a poet. A poet with a massive beard as well. I mean, Scroob's lovely as well,
big
but
beard.
He didn't look the part for that night. Somebody shouted out, trying to be clever, who the fuck do you think you are, mate? And then realised they didn't know any poets. So there was just this massive pause, and they just went, Byron?
Who do you think you are? Poet McPoetson.
But he was awesome then, and putting it to music with Dan Lassat, really, really good.
You a fan of Scroobius Pip?
Love him.
Pardon?
You a fan of Scroobius Pip? Did I just put you on the spot there? Just say yes.
I have no... Do you know what? I have no idea. I love poetry, and I love writing lyrics, but my actual education on it all is really bad.
It's my memory.
We should just make up some band names and ask if Leanne likes them.
The Adam Barker Brigade. That sounded really gay, didn't it?
Do you like the Adam Barker Brigade? Yeah, do you also like Barker Sex Brigade. With Strangers?
Oh, God.
And the Kiddie
Fiddlers. Oh, jeez. God, slimy, Gardner.
Wrong with you. I think we've come to a natural conclusion here that this is the end of the show.
For good.
Forever. We've got the next show is going to be massive, and then we've got a Christmas special coming up as well.
I can't wait for the Christmas special.
Woo!
We've got big plans. Big plans for the Christmas special.
I'm going to sing a carol.
We were discussing this earlier.
You're gonna sing a... Yeah, we were. Jesus Christ! Put me on the spot there. What's wrong with you?
Sing a Christmas carol now? I think you should.
I think
I've sung.
You can. I ain't singing.
Now it's your turn.
I've sung, but you're in here as a musical guest.
When Jesus came down on the feast of Stephen.
You actually singing badly on purpose, or is that how
That's
you sing?
That's how I sing.
Oh, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was that. I'm going to sing badly on purpose so people don't notice. No, we notice.
That was good.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It made me sing.
We don't apologise on this podcast.
We're going to be finishing there, and we're going to be back in 2 weeks to tell Woo-hoo. More nonsense and to talk to another guest and hear some fabulous music from local people.
I want Leanne on every week now. Every episode, whether she wants to or not, she's coming back.
That sounds not sexually threatening.
No,
whether she wants to or not, she's going to be here. So every Sunday when I come round,
she looked at me. She's like, "No, you're right.
I'll keep her in the cupboard for you."
So she said, "Yes."
There you go.
Yeah.
Binding contract.
We've also got an audience today. We've got Marcus.
Hey, say hello, Marcus.
Sat silently in the corner.
Marcus
the
from MovieCon. Podcast, where we watch films. We're your alternative movie commentary. So you know when you turn on the alternative movie, you turn on the movie commentary in a film, and you don't get them talking.
I like the way
you've
explained this in as few words as possible, so it's really snappy.
It's very similar to this, but instead of talking about things in the scene, there's a film in the background and we talk shit.
That's a good thing though. But you can play it along with
the film. You grab the film and you press play, and then you listen to us either on your stereo, in your headphones. And you listen to us,
okay.
Watch the film, and listen to us talk along with it. So it's like sitting in a big group of
people. It's like if you haven't got any friends, you could pretend you had friends by playing that.
And people do listen and watch at the same time. I've had feedback. It's brilliant.
Shall I play a song?
No, I'm keep talking about myself, please. go to barkerpodcast.webs.com, please.
And get in touch with us at
panicstationsuk, that's on Twitter, and panicstationpodcast@gmail.com.
Awesome stuff. This last song is going to be by the Machine Gun Men. They're playing next Friday, I think it is, at Hooga with Creme de Chev. But this song is from their brilliant album, Rock and Load, available on iTunes. This song's called Love Cake.
See ya!
goodbye.
That was great. That's beautiful. That's all right.
That was beautiful, is it?
That's that was it. A wonderful show. Thank you very much to Leanne Louise.
Yay!
Yay! Well done.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's quite all right. That's absolutely fine. It was a pleasure. You were a lovely guest, and the show went really well, I think.
Do you know what? I think it's probably the best show we've ever done.
I haven't actually laughed that much in a very long time, so I'm very happy.
Have you laughed at what I was saying, not Andy? Because Andy's,
Looking at you both and laughing, it's fine.
Alright, mate, just because it's over now.
You made her choke, you had a poke, we've all chatted nonsense like we're all on coke. See, there's your rap.
Oh no!
We're going to have a rap battle. Yeah,
we just got murked!
I don't know what to do.
There you go.
I'm like Vanilla Ice, just going to sample everyone else's.
It's Panic Station's going out to the nation.
Oh, Jesus.
On rotation, every 2 weeks. But do you want to hear us speak?
Because we're giving out information about the shit that's going on
each week.
Next week.
But I already said week. Did that you? Wasn't very good, was it?
Well, that was week.
Please. Sneak. Let's just make words up.
Like you were doing earlier. You were doing earlier. You just make words up. Just confuse me.
Skiffle's a real word.
No, it's not. Music. It sounds like chocolate.
It does actually sound like a chocolate.
Oh my God. Right.
Should we start on a chocolate? Hashtag Skiffles. Skiffles. No, yeah, it does, doesn't it? What would it be? Sort of, what shape
Daunting
would it be in?
Skiffles.
Have a Skiffle, everybody. Have one for Christmas. Your festive time. Skiffles on a Christmas tree.
Maybe we could make some money for Christmas by
selling Skiffles.
Selling Skiffles.
the more you say it, it actually becomes more of a better word. Skiffles, Skiffles, Skiffles.
It's very
Skiffles.
Catchy.
It is. What are you doing, Andy?
The Beatles started out as a skiffle band, the Quarrymen. This is Lonnie Donegan, the King of Skiffle. This is Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavour on the Bedpost Overnight?
Oh, okay. Skiffle, 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 skiffle.
Yeah.
I'm a skiffle. Nice. Can they hear us? You turn this off.
Can they hear us? No, this is recorded in the 50s.
No, not them. No, but can they hear us talking?
Who?
The people who are listening to this out there.
Yeah.
Because it's all gone skiffly around here. I don't know what's going on.
I just wanted to prove
this is what we do.
It's real.
On the podcast. This is a podcast extra for everybody. We want to thank you for downloading it and listening. If you listened live, that was amazing. If you're listening now, hashtag turd toad.
Indeed.
Toad turd. Don't do turd toad because it won't work. Toad turd.
Yes.
Toad first, turd second.
Toad toad.
Toad turd.
Toad toad.
And email us a picture of Lonnie Donegan.
Who?
Who?
What?
I've never.
That's
email us. Tweet us a picture of you holding a toad turd.
Basically, he just wants you to send him pictures.
Have you eaten your skiffle?
There you go. This is a skiffle madness. Why are people still listening to the end of this?
I don't know. Shall we do the end there?
Should we end it? Can you sing us out?
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Panic stations.